Hey, 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 welcome back to another day with Marketing Adventure with Jackie. So we're rolling through this fashion show production series. Today represents the fifth part of an 11-part series. So let's get going. Today we're talking about a model call. Now you've gotten through, you know, determining who's going to do what role in the fashion show. You've gotten through the theme development, so you know what the fashion show theme is going to be. Now it's time to have this model call because we're ready to get the models selected so we can start getting them fitted and we can start practicing our choreography for the show. So let's go. So this episode is going to cover all things model call and lay out the framework for how I conducted a fashion show model call every year. So it's very detailed. I'm not going to go into the detail and intricacies of each little step, but I am going to give you an overview of how you can set up your model call. Let's go. You're listening to Marketing Adventure, the hub for business, fashion, marketing, and other CTE educators who integrate marketing into the learning experience. I'm your host, Jackie Walker. Each week, I'll cover marketing education concepts, strategies, tips, trends, frameworks, and other information to equip you to connect your classroom to digital natives while cultivating an engaged learning environment. So come on into the room where your favorite beverage, snacks, and even your cell phone are all welcome. So back in episode 23, which was the third part of this 11-part series, I talked about the various roles of the fashion show production team. So the model coordinator was one of those roles. And the fashion show model call falls under the responsibility of the model coordinator. So again, the model coordinator determines the number of models, conducts the model call, develops the choreography for the show, works with the promotions to advertise, works with stage manager to coordinate the runway details. And they just have to deal with every facet of models, the models for the show. So it's a really big responsibility. And it does take a lot of coordination because they're kind of the center person. The fashion show director and the merchandise coordinator, they are kind of the center of this production. And then everything else is along the perimeter of the production because we got to have the models, we got to have the clothes, and the show has to be managed. So let's talk about the model call. So the model call is, it has a lot of parts to it. So let's go over all these parts of the model call. It can be as simple as saying we're going to have a model call, just show up and you just do it. But to have a well-organized show or well-organized model call, then it takes planning. Now, with the model calls that we normally conducted at my school, we would have at least 60 models show up. If we didn't have 60 models show up, or potential models, there were candidates. If we didn't have 60 people to show up, then it really didn't give us a really good pool of people to pull and select from. So it takes, you know, a lot of things, a lot of advertising and getting the word out to get a really good pool of candidates to come to your school's model call. All right, so let's talk about it. All right, so the model call is run by the model coordinator and the fashion show director along with the teacher. And so they work with a variety of team members to get this model call together. So I'm just going to run through Just basically, I have it outlined here, just from the top, from the very first thing we do, all the way down to when the candidate walks out the door, and down to the judging part. Okay, so like I said, the model coordinator works with the fashion, with the promotions coordinator and team to create the announcements for the model call. And so there's an announcement that we would do on the school morning announcements. And then there are posters and flyers that will be created and put up all over the school. Now, our school was pretty big. We had 5,000 students. So, we had a lot of doors and everything to put flyers and things on. So, just think about your school's setup. You want to have a poster and or a flyer at every entry door. You want to have it at doors like going into the cafeteria. You just want to have that everywhere. In the stairwells, you want to have a poster on the wall at every level of the stairwells. So that's a lot of posters and flyers. So you have all the information, pertinent information that the candidates need to know about the model call. The model coordinator will ensure that the model candidates turn in their model call registration packet. We had a packet. That information will be available in my program that's coming out in the fall, but we had a packet for the candidate to pick up and get turned back into us before the model call was the goal, to get them to turn it in before the model call, so that we can actually input that information into our spreadsheet. And then the model coordinator was responsible for creating the choreography. So whenever the candidates come to the actual model call, they would have a certain walk that they would do. And they can put their own flair to the walk, but they had to do this particular walk. And they would make it simple enough for them to be able to learn it while they're at the model call and then be able to do it in front of the judges. So that was the third thing that the model coordinator was responsible for as far as the model call is concerned. And then another thing that they would do was create an outline. And actually, the diagram had already been created by the teacher. So as the teacher, I had created a diagram because we did this every year, so there was no need to reinvent the book when it was already there. So I just created a diagram of where we were having our model call, and then I would give the blank diagram over to the model coordinator, and then the model coordinator would then, at every station, make assignments to the class, the team members, and also to volunteers who were coming in, because we would have our underclassmen that would volunteer to participate in the model call and help out. And so the model coordinator was responsible for making sure that every station had an assignment of students working at those stations. Those stations included a registration table where the headshots were taken, overseeing the area where the candidates were waiting, the practice room, judges, and the music, and all of that. Just all of there's several different areas that needed to have someone working that area as a part of making the model call run smoothly. And so after they've done their outline, they are then ready to manage the event. So I want to step back for a moment and just give a kind of a timeline to a couple things here. So I first stated that the model call, the model coordinator works with the promotions coordinator to develop the advertisement in the posters and flyers. Now, you want to do this far enough in advance so that the students will have time to prepare their ride, all of this kind of stuff. Just make preparations. Towards the end of my career as a teacher, We decided that our fashion show would be a senior showcase. Now, it was our junior class that was actually producing the fashion show. So it started at the beginning of their junior year. All the planning started at the beginning of the junior year. The design students would begin making their collection at the beginning of their junior year, and they would have all year to create their collection. So the idea was that given that time frame to create the collection, we would have an opportunity to select the models, fit the models, practice with the models. And it was really the runway for the designers having enough time to create their collection. And then, so then at the beginning of their senior year, we would have the fashion show. It would be a showcase. We normally had it like in October. So it was right at the beginning of the school year. So the models had an opportunity to practice in the spring, come back in the fall, and be ready for the fashion show. Did we lose some of our models over the summer? Just a couple, maybe. But it really wasn't a big deal. So anyway, we're talking about the lead time for promoting. So we would have our fashion show model call in the fall of the juniors' school year. So once we came together, collaborated, came up with the theme, knew what we were going to do for the fashion show, we would then host a model call. So that would usually be held in November. So we started the planning as soon as school started, August, September. So once we made that decision about what we were going to do, then we had the model call. So that gave us a good 30 days or even more to promote the model call. So you want to give yourself no less than 30 days to promote a model call. And sometimes we may have to have a second model call if we lost too many models over that period of time, of the year that the whole production planning is going on. So I would say give yourself at least 30 days for promoting the model call. All right. And then following up, of course, once you've had your model call, following up with your models and all that kind of stuff. So, as far as the candidates turning in their registration packets, I mean, and that's another reason why we have 30-day period of time for promoting, because during that whole 30-day promotional time, model candidates are coming to pick up the registration packets, and it gives them enough time to fill it out and turn it back in before the model call. So the other thing is the model coordinator creating the choreography. So within that time frame, a lot is happening within those 30 days or so that you're promoting the fashion show model call. So there's choreography going on that the model call coordinator has to create. There's the creating of the diagram. So all of that happens within that 30-day period of time. So those, just be mindful of giving time before the model call to be able to create the choreography and the diagram and all those parts that you need to have ready for the model call. All right, so let's get into managing the event. We are now at the day of the event, and it's time for all of the parts to come together to have the model call. Models will check in at the registration table. And then once they're checked into the registration table, they head over to the area where the headshots are being taken. They have to put a number on, they have to get their headshot done from the chest up, and the number has to be visible. And then the models have the opportunity to go into a practice area, but they then need to make sure and keep an eye on, their time, because they have to go into the waiting area where the students are seated, in numerical order. Then they transition from that area into the judge area one at a time, where they are then judged by a panel, which consists of, and it's two different ways we did this. So if this was a fashion show that the marketing students were putting on and they selected the theme and there was no fashion design class involved, then the panel would consist of the teacher, the model coordinator, the merchandise coordinator, the fashion show director, and then maybe a guest judge. And sometimes we pull somebody from industry or another teacher or just someone that we felt would be a good judge of the potential models that we had that we're going to be trying out. So that is if the fashion marketing class was putting on a show without the designers. Now, if we were collaborating with the designers, then the panel would be the teacher, the fashion show director, the model coordinator, and the merchandise coordinator. And then the fashion design teacher, and then three of her students would participate in the judging of the models. So that was our panel. And then we all had a judge sheet for that we used to simply mark a score and the model's number. And I have those judge sheets that I'll also make available to you. And then we had a person who was our stage director was over the music that they would play as the candidates walked down the runway. And then after they did their walk, they would exit out the back where they would exit the building. So there was no coming back into the model call area. So it was a pretty fluid process in which we started at registration all the way to the end. And it was made simple by the diagram that was created and the assignments that were made by the model coordinator to each one of those areas. And that pretty much is it as far as the model call is concerned. Now, after we've conducted the event, of course, we had to do our model selection. So that process didn't happen on the day of the model call. It happened the next class day that the juniors had. What the model coordinator would do would gather all of the judge sheets, and then we would write that information, all the scores from the judge sheets, into one spreadsheet. And then it tabulated up all of the votes, the scores by the judges. And then first of all, we had to know how many models we needed based upon the designers, the number of designers, the number of clothing that they were producing, or either based upon, you know, what the marketing students had determined if we were doing a show without the fashion class designers. We would have to determine how many models we needed. And then once we made that determination, based upon the models that are the candidates that did come to the model call, we would go into the spreadsheet where all of the scores were input. And we would take, let's say, if we needed 20 female models and 10 male models, we would go into the spreadsheet and the top 20 scores for the females and the top 10 scores for the males, we would take those candidates, look at them, do some evaluations, give our feedback as a whole class. We would give feedback on those models. And if, let's say, we knew of a candidate that we thought was going to be pretty good and was someone that either a designer had desired to have as their model or what have you, we will look at that information and evaluate that as a one-off type situation. But we generally took the top scores for the number of models that we needed for male and for female, and we put them into our model group. And then we also took alternates. And so the number of alternates would really vary just based on what we felt like we would need as backup. And yes, we always needed backup models. So be sure to, if you have 20 female models, I would say have 5 alternates. If you have 10 male models, at least have 4 alternates, you know, because things happen with kids. I mean, grades, moving, they just decided to change their mind. Who knows? But you always want to have those alternates as backups for your show. So then once we made our decision about the models, then we would make the announcement. Who made the fashion show? So we would post a list on our door or a wall right outside of my room. We would make an announcement on social media. We have an Instagram, a Facebook, but it was generally Instagram. And also, sometimes we would make an announcement on our school announcement system about who made the fashion show. So we always wanted to do something fun to try to, you know, take that, make that suspenseful and fun for the students who had tried out for the model call. So that basically wraps up, you know, how we conducted a model call. I hope that gives you a general idea of how you can go about conducting a model call if you're having a fashion show. Again, there's so much detail to the processes that it takes to produce a fashion show that I have to create a program that I'll make available to you in the fall. It's going to have video, audio, and all of that. So be on the lookout for that. Okay. I hope this was valuable for you. And if you have any questions, please send me a DM on Instagram, Marketing Adventure, and I would be happy to answer your questions about today's episode, previous episodes, or even if you have ideas about something that I may not have on my list to discuss in this series, please let me know. Maybe there's an area that I've left out that you're interested in. I'd be happy to consider that for an episode here. So I do thank you for listening in to Marketing Adventure by Jackie, and I hope you have a wonderfully blessed day. If you've found value in this fashion show production series, I have a program that will be available in the fall of 2024. It will provide a scope of resources to help you create and implement a successful fashion show. It's something I've wanted to do for years, because a fashion show has so many moving parts. And of course, when you're managing students who are responsible for implementing the show, it really is a project management responsibility. Now, this program will contain video and audio modules, as well as a project management framework, proprietary documents for management in all areas of the responsibilities, signature model call framework, an outline for creating your fashion show Bible, a media kit framework, real examples of my productions, and highlights of my student-led fashion shows, and so much more. Now stay tuned for the early bird invitation to access the program. I look forward to having you access that. And I also look forward to hearing about your fashion show productions and seeing them on Instagram. So be sure to connect with me at Marketing Adventure so I can see all of the wonderful work that you're doing with your program. Thanks for listening to Marketing Adventure. Remember to subscribe, rate, review, and share this episode with someone you think would benefit from the information shared here today. If you have any questions or want to connect with me, find me on Instagram at Marketing Adventure. All links and resources discussed in this episode can be found in the show notes at marketingadventure.com.